बोलो सारे हरि बोल। गोपी जन बल्लवा गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन बल्लवा गिरिवर धारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना पीरा बन चारी, यमुना तीरा मन चारी, जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा बोलता क्यों नहीं, चुप करके बैठा है। गोपी जन बल्लवा गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, 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 यमुना तीरा वन चारी, यमुना तीरा वन चारी, यमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन बल्लवा यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरा बन चारी, यमुना तीरा जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सचरी श्रृंसला भक्ति वेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सचरी श्रृंसला भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन बीवीटी फाउंडाचार्य हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस शिला प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की कौन सा श्लोक है लोग यहाँ कौन सा शुरू हो रहा है पहले जो है ना इधर लिखा हुआ सारे लिखे हैं सारे कैसे आएंगे तू कर देगा अरे वो सारे थोड़े बोले जाएंगे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरंग ऑल ग्लोरीज टू शिला प्रभुपाद ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यां नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नेष्ठ की। बिफोर रिसाइटिंग दिस श्रीमद् भागवतम विच इज अवर वेरी मीन्स ऑफ कॉन्क्वेस्ट आई ऑफर माय रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस unto the personality of God and Narayana, unto Narayanishi, the supremest human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, unto Srila Prabhupada, our loving spiritual master, giver of Bhagavatam to the whole world. First of all, I like to welcome all of you and thank you for joining with us. Today is chapter 10 and chapter 23 and text 2. Two we have any? 2, 3, and 4. Three texts. So I will read one text myself. Shri Shukovacha. It's written there. It's written there. Shri Shukadev Goswami said, Iti thus. Vigyapita informed Gope by the cowherd boys Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Devaki Suta, the son of Mother Devaki, Bhaktaya, his devotees, Vipra Bhariyaha, the wives of the Brahmanas, Prasidan, desiring to satisfy, Idam, this, Abravet, he spoke. Shri Shuko Vacha, Iti Vigyapito Gopel, भगवान देवकी सुता भक्तया विप्रा भार्याया प्रसीदान इदं अब्रवेत। Translation. Shukadev Goswami said, thus entreated by the cowherd boys, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Son of Devaki, replied as follows. Desiring to please certain of his devotees, who were Brahmana's wives, there is no purport in this verse, but by Prabhupada's mercy, I will speak little on this, but then we will go to the next verse. Lord Krishna, when he appeared on this earth to display his beautiful pastimes, to attract all of us, because we all belong to Krishna. Doesn't matter, no question of caste, color, and creed. We are all children of one God. God is Krishna, and we are his children. But we are lost in this material world. In this material world, in eating, sleeping, mating, defending, we are lost in this. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Suhardam Sarva Bhutanam, I am the well-wisher of everyone. So out of that he comes. Sometimes he comes himself. He came in the Treta Yuga as a Ram, Dwapar Yuga as a Krishna, Kali Yuga as Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to display his beautiful pastime and to attract us towards him so that we can get out of this miserable condition. This material world is described by Krishna. What he has said? Mamopetya punarjanma dukhalyam shashvatam. Those who are born, they are going to die. And this place is a place of miseries. But we ignorant fools trying to look for a happiness in this miserable material world. It's just like Prabhupada gives the example of a deer looking for a water in the desert. There's no water in the desert. There is water at the bank of the river, but foolish animal is looking for a water in the desert. Similarly, there's no happiness in this material world, as it is described by Krishna. This material world is full of misery, dukkhalya. And those who are born, they are going to die. So, Lord, in this verse, he, his cowherd boyfriends, they were hungry, replied as follows, desiring to please certain of his devotees who were Brahmana's wife. And with this pastime, further I will read one verse more, Krishna is depicting this thing here, that Brahmana's wives were more devotees than the Brahmanas. And in Bhagavatam it is mentioned that in Kali Yuga, women will be more religious than the men. Men get the bad association outside, generally women stay at home. Everything is getting bad to worse due to the Western influence. But Krishna, out of his causeless mercy, sent the Prabhupada to change the Western people, make the Western devotees. Prabhupada made Western people devotees. We are attracted towards them, and Prabhupada attracted them towards Krishna. And we also think, oh, I am going towards the Western world. I am also after eating, sleeping, and eat, drink, and be merry. But there is nothing in that. Why the Western people are giving all this thing, eat, drink, and be merry? Because there's no juice in that. There's no rasa, no happiness Happiness is only unto the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. So in this pastime, I will read the next verse. Krishna is depicting that the wives of Brahmanas were more pious than the Brahmanas. They were very learned scholars performing the yajna, but they couldn't recognize Krishna. Who is Krishna? Actually, Lord Chaitanya, he said, Keve vipra, keve nyasi, shudra kene naya. What to speak of a Brahman, a sannyasi, a shudra, and a barber? Jai Krishna Tattvaveta Sai Guru Hoya. Anyone who knows the science of Krishna, one who knows that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and my business is to serve Krishna, he is eligible to become Guru. So, this Brahman here in the bridge, they couldn't understand who is Krishna. So, second verse I am reading, repeat the translation. Lord Krishna said, everybody, Lord Krishna said, let's go to the sacrificial arena where a group of Brahmanas learned in the Vedic injunctions are now performing the Agni Rasa sacrifice to gain promotion to the heaven. Fourth verse also. So, fourth verse, please repeat. When you go there, my dear cowherd boys, simply request some food. Declare to them the name of my elder brother, the Supreme Lord Balaram, and also my name, and explain that you have been sent by us. Purport. Lord Krishna encouraged his boyfriends to request charity, purport, without being embarrassed in case the boys felt they had no right to personally approach such respectable Brahmanas. The Lord told them to mention the names of Balaram and Krishna, the boy, the holy names of God. So, little prophet, Lord Krishna, he was also hungry, and his boyfriends were hungry, and they were sent by the Lord, go to the Brahmanas, those who are performing the fire sacrifice, to go to the heaven. So, further verses will be more, but I will try to discuss this little purport. And when boyfriends went to the Brahmanas, mentioning the name of Lord Balaram and Lord Krishna, those Brahmanas, you know, refused. Oh, we are performing the sacrifice. But they didn't know that Krishna has mentioned, Vedesha Sarver Aham Eva Vedyo. I am to be known by the Vedas. They are performing sacrifice, but they didn't know that by Vedic sacrifice, by fire sacrifice, Krishna has to be pleased. They were not able to understand this. So, they refused them, and cowherd boys came back to Krishna that they are not giving anything. They refused that we are performing sacrifice. Then Lord mentioned them, you go to their wives. Wives of Brahmanas. Wives of Brahmanas must not be very literate, must be illiterate. But when they heard the name of Lord Ram and Krishna, they immediately started preparing different preparations. And their husbands inquired, "What are you doing?" "We are preparing this for Krishna Balaram. But we are performing this fire sacrifice. You can do this." "No, we don't care. You do what you like to do. We will prepare." See, the wives, they knew who Krishna and who Balaram, whereas the Brahmins didn't know. And they made the preparations and brought them to Krishna Balaram and cowherd boys. And those Brahmanas' wives were blessed by Krishna. So what is there to learn from this verse? That devotion is not the concern to the body. Devotion, anybody can be a devotee, man, woman, white, black, brown, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, doesn't matter. So many women's devotees were there. In the Devaki, who was Devaki? She was the greatest devotee of Krishna, who gave birth to the Supreme Lord. Who was Yashoda? A great devotee. They performed great austerity to have Krishna their son. Vasudeva's Prishni and Sudapa in their previous life. They performed great austerity and Krishna appeared. "What do you want?" "We want a son like you." Krishna said, "Nobody's like me. I am like me only. I will become your son in Dwapara Yuga." So then Drona and Dhara, they were Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. They also performed great austerity. Lord appeared and said, "What you want?" "We want to see your childhood to pass them." "Okay, in Dwapara Yuga won't you appear in the house of Devaki, but childhood pastime I will show to both of you." So Krishna, actually Krishna has no father and mother, but he makes his pure devotee his father and mother. There is one Muslim devotee, his name is Nazir. He has written one song, beautiful song, describing the pastime of Krishna. He is mentioning in that, "Kahne ko wo sut nand jasoda ke aap the, varna wo aap hi mai the, aur aap hi baap the." In ordinary saying, Krishna was known as the son of Mother Devaki, son of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, but he was the father and mother of everyone. Actually, Krishna is the cause of everyone. Krishna, there is one prayer to Krishna, "Toveva mata cha pita tumeva, tumeva bandhu cha sakha tumeva, tumeva vidya cha dvarinam tumeva, tumeva sarvam mama dev dev." O Lord of the Lords, you are my father, you are my mother, and you are my friend, you are my wealth, you are my life, you are my everything. Actually, Krishna is a cause of all causes. It's mentioned in the Brahma Samhita. You know, what to speak of a person like me, you, he, she, to understand Krishna. Brahmaji couldn't understand him. When 5,000 years back, Krishna was performing his pastime, cowherd boys, what pastime was going on? Krishna was taking food, and his boyfriend was sitting. Sometime, but Brahmaji saw his boyfriend, food eaten by them, first gave to the mouth of Krishna. Krishna will eat. Krishna feed them. So they were enjoying. Brahmaji thought, "This boy, how he can be the supreme personality of Godhead?" Brahmaji stole all the cowherd boy friends, all the calves which Krishna was tending in the young age. Then what happened? Krishna knows everything. So Krishna thought, "If I go alone, then the parents of my boyfriends will say, 'Our, where are our children? You came alone.' Cows are waiting to feed milk to the calves." So all powerful personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, He expanded himself in all those cowherd boyfriends, all the calves. Krishna can do anything. And this pastime again, after 1 year, Brahmaji came to see what's happening to that god. Same pastime is going on, same cowherd boyfriends are there, calves are standing there. So Brahmaji was surprised. He went where he has made them sleep, calves and cowherd boyfriends. They were there and they were here also. They cannot be duplicate. Then Brahmaji understood, oh, I made great mistake. He appeared before Sri Krishna and Brahmaji shedding tears. It's a Brahmohan Leela. Shedding tears, my Lord, I am very sorry. I couldn't recognize you. Please forgive me. To please Krishna, Brahmaji spoke Brahma Samhita, which was brought by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the whole world. From the south, Lord Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Olo Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki?
Yes.
Brought their Brahma Samhita for all of us. In Brahma Samhita, so many shlokas are there. But one shloka is, Ishwaraha Parma Krishna. Sachit Ananda Vigraha. Anadhir Adhir Govinda. Sarvakarana Karanam. The meaning of word Ishwara means controller. Brahmanji thought, I have created this planet. I am the controller. The Brahmanji is saying, you are the supreme controller, my Lord. Ishvara Parma Krishna. You are the supreme controller and your form, those who say God has no form, it's a great offense at the lotus feet of Krishna. God has created so many people like us. We have form, but God has no form. God's form, Brahmaji is describing in this verse, your form is Sat, Chit, Ananda. Your form is eternal, full of knowledge and blissful. Our form is not eternal. I am subject to birth, death, old age and disease. Krishna is not subject to this birth, death, old age and disease. When Krishna appeared 5,000 years back, he never grew more than 16 years. So Brahmaji is describing, your form is full of knowledge, eternal and blissful. Anadi, you have no beginning. Adi, you are the beginning of everyone. Govinda, go, three means. Go means cows, go means mother earth, go means senses. You, Krishna gave pleasure to this three. Anadhir, Adhir, Govinda. Govinda is the name of Krishna. Sarvakarana Karanam, you are the cause of all causes. Dear devotees, it is declared by Brahmaji that Krishna is the cause of all causes. And we are fortunate that Krishna sent his pure devotee Srila Prabhupada. He has explained. In India, you know, I was in Africa, and there was one very big speaker, you know. I also heard him. He was such a speaker, you know. People will listen to him, spellbound silence, pin drop silence. I also went to him. He knew all so many ragas speaking, so many scriptures. So I went to see him. So I asked him, I said, who is the supreme? You know what was his reply? He said, Lord Shiva is the supreme. I said, what kind of speaker he is? He doesn't understand. Who is the supreme personality of Godhead? Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. But he has no knowledge. So Prabhupada, on the basis of scripture, he has explained us this, that Krishna is the supreme personality of God. In the Bhagavad, what is mentioned? Ishwaraha Parma, nahi, this is etecham sa kalapam sam krishnastu bhagavan swayam indarari vyakulam lokam mridiyanti yuge yuge. Lord Krishna has so many different kinds of incarnations, but Krishna is not the incarnation. Krishna is not avatar. Krishna is avatari. What is the meaning of avatari? Is the source of all incarnations. This is explained to us by Srila Prabhupada. By Prabhupada's mercy, now whole world is explained about Krishna. And we should all work to perfect this human form of life. We should all work for this mission, this Hare Krishna mission, spread around, because whole world needs this. Devotee's purpose of life is not to eat, drink and be merry. Purpose of life to understand who I am. If you ask someone who you are, I am Mr. John. I am from California. I have two sons, one daughter. I have a factory. No, he's not Mr. John. Then who is he? He's a soul. And he's a part and parcel of Super Soul Sri Krishna. But out of ignorance, he's identifying himself with this body. So we are not this body. We are souls, and we are a part and parcel of Super Soul Sri Krishna. So Krishna's mercy, we have Prabhupada, and Prabhupada has explained us this, and Prabhupada opened this beautiful temple. When this temple was opened in 1975, by Prabhupada's mercy, I was also here. And the beautiful deities, devotees are taking nice care of the deities, very beautifully they are decorated, very, very beautiful, very attractive, looks like Sakshat Krishna Balram, Lalita Vishakha Radha, Shamsundar standing, Gaur Nitai. So, Prabhupada is sent by Krishna to help us. Come to the shelter of Krishna. Worship Krishna. You know, we all have a fear. We are all fearful. What is the fear? The real fear of death. Nobody wants to die, but we all have to die. We are fearful. A mother sent her son to the school by thinking, oh, my son might have been killed. She is not thinking good for her son. We are all fearful in this material world. So, how we can finish this fear? I am going to sing one song, and through this song, you will become fearless. Bhajahu re mana Sri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charanar Vrindare Bhajahu Durlabh manav janam satsange Durlabh manav janam satsange Tarahaya bhav Tarahayae Abhaya Charanare Brindare Abhaya Bhajahu Re Mana Sri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charanare Everyone, Abhaya Abhaya Charanare Vrindare आतप पात बरीतन ए दिन जामिनी जागी रे छोटी इंग्लिश बुक विफ फले से बिनु कृपन दुरायन चपल सुख लब लागी रे चपल अभय चरण बृंद रे अभय भजहु श्रीनंद नंदन अभय चरण बृंद रे अभय चरण बृंद रे धन यौवन पुत्र परिजन ए धन यौवन पुत्र परिजन इति के आचे पर कमल दल जल जीवन कल मल कमल दल जल जीवन कल मल भजहु हरि पद नीति रे भजहु अभय चरण बृंद रे अभय भजहु रे मन श्री नंद नंदन अभय चरण बृंद रे भजहु अभय चरण श्रवण की स्मरण बंदन पाद सेवन दास रे श्रवण कीर्तन स्मरण बंदन पाद सेवन दास रे पूजन सखीजन आत्मनिवेदन जन सखी जन आत्मनिवेदन गोविंद दास अभी लाश रे गोविंद अभय चरण रे भजहुरे मन श्री नंद नंदन अभय चरण बृंद भज अभय चरण बृंद रे जय नंद नंदन नंद नंदन नंद नंदन जय नंद नंदन जय देवकी नंदन देवकी नंदन देवकी नंदन जय देवकी नंदन जय यशोदा नंदन यशोदा नंदन यशोदा नंदन जय यशोदा नंदन बोलो लाउडर जय नंद नंदन नंद नंदन नंद नंदन जय नंद नंदन जय सची नंदन सची नंदन सची नंदन जय सची नंदन हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे जय प्रभुपाद जय गौनिका जय कृष्ण बलराम हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम हरे राम राम हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्य बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्य जय जय प्रभुपा 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 बोलो नंद नंदन भगवान की बोलो यशोदा नंदन भगवान की बोलो देवकी नंदन भगवान की बोलो सच्ची नंदन भगवान की सो ए ग्रेट वैष्णव शिला गोविंद दास कबीराज महाराज दिस सॉन्ग वॉज वेरी डियर टू शिला प्रभुपाद ही इज एक्सप्लेनिंग the purpose of life in this song, Srila Govindaji Maharaj. You know, devotee doesn't criticize others. He is addressing to his own mind. His mind was pure, but our mind is not pure. My mind is not pure. So I have to take this advice of Srila Govindaji Maharaj. He is saying, O mind, just worship the lotus feet of the son of Nanda, which make one fearless. We have so much fear, all fearful, because of our karma. Due to karma, go to Narka. One who is too much into sense enjoyment, he becomes very fearful, always fearful. Like Indra, the king of heaven, you know, he is always fearful somebody will take my throne, you know. So one who is after sense enjoyment is condemned. He cannot make spiritual progress. He will make progress towards the death without doing anything. But spiritual progress, we have to try for that. That is only possible by worshipping the lotus feet of son of Nanda Maharaj, which make one fearless. Fear, you know, we are all fearful. Having obtained this rare human birth, Srila Govindaji Maharaj is saying, this human birth is very rare. Doesn't matter which kind of body one may have, according to his karma. White, black, brown, man, woman, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, doesn't matter. But this is very rare body. Cross over the sun, ocean of worldly existence. This is the purpose of life. We have to cross this ocean of worldly existence. What is worldly existence? Changing different bodies. Like Lord Shiva is saying, Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi. Punarapi janani jathare shayana. Iha sansare bahu dustare. Kripai pare pahi murare. Bhaj Govindam, Bhaj Govindam. Govindam Bhaj Mool Mate. Govindam Bhaj Mool Mate. What Lord Shiva is saying, Shiva is the chief of all the demigods, and he is saying this, you are dying again and again, taking birth in the womb of your mother again and again. This is the bad effect of this material world. Iha sansare bahu dustare. Now what you do? Advice of Shankar. Kripai pare pahi murare. You know who is murare? Who is murare? Krishna. Why don't you say? Krishna is murare. He killed the demon mura. So Krishna is murare. I will say Krishna Murari, and all of you will say Girvardhari. Krishna Murari. Krishna Murari. Girvardhari. 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 Govinda jai jai, Gopal jai jai, Radha Raman Hari, Radha Raman Hari, Govinda jai jai. So Srila Govindaji Kaviraj Maharaj is saying, cross over the ocean of worldly existence. Devotees, to cross over the ocean of worldly existence, there's only one way. which has mentioned by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. That way is, Krishna is saying, Bhaktya mama bhi janati, yavan jasyasmi, tatvata, tato mam tatvato yatva vishti tadanantaram. I can be known as I am only by devotion. There is no other way. And which kind of devotion? In the Bhagavatam it is described, sabe pumso paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhokshate, ahituki apratihada yayatma suprasidati. Devotional service to the Supreme Lord should be unmotivated and uninterrupted. No motivation, no interruption. Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna himself, no difference between Chaitanya and Krishna. They are same. He is saying, na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam ba jagadisha kame mam janmani janmani ishware bhavatad bhaktir ahoit kitoi. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth. I don't want wealth. But I am only after wealth, money. Money, money, money. Money is honey. My Lord, I don't want any wealth. Na dhanam, na jan. I don't want followers. No followers. Because followers, if you can't deliver them, you will take them to hell and you will have to go with them to the hell. No followers. Na dhanam, na janam. Sundarim, we are all after beautiful women. No women. No woman, na dhanam na janam na kavitam ba jagdish kame, na dhanam na janam na sundarem kavitam ba. I don't want to become a big orator also. Then what do you want? My only desire, only for devotional service to the Supreme Lord, to you Lord, birth after birth. I don't want anything. Pure devotion. This is the gift of Srila Prabhupada to the whole world. I don't want anything. And many places Prabhupada has mentioned in one quote of Srila Prabhupada, devotional service, Srila Atmal Krishna Maharaj is no more with us. He has written in his diary, he was with Prabhupada for quite some time. Prabhupada mentioned about this Krishna consciousness movement. Are you sure what is written? Prabhupada has mentioned this Krishna consciousness movement is not for a sense enjoyment. These are the words of Srila Prabhupada. What Prabhupada said is from the DKJ's diary, April 28, page number 16. Srila Prabhupada spoke very strongly about our society not existing for the purpose of sense enjoyment. Not existing for the purpose of sense gratification. This was in connection with paying salaries to devotees and supplying special facilities for Christas. Prabhupada stressed that Krishna consciousness meant Vairagya. One who was not interested yet in developing Vairagya could not be maintained by the society. Otherwise, the whole institution would become weakened. If Krishnas were rendering essential service, that temple could provide living facilities, but they had to work voluntarily, not for salary. Here is a beautiful, there's another latest quote, Aribol, Prabhupada, you know, gave us pure devotion. We should not forget this, that I have to return back home, back to Godhead. I don't have to go to different bodies again and again. Another quote of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada continued his sharp critical interest in his movement. Sharp and critical interest in his movement. What is he saying? When he received a report that devotees working with the BBT in Los Angeles were receiving salaries, he became disturbed. Prabhupada was disturbed. If we want Krishna's mercy, we have to please Srila Prabhupada. Without his mercy, we cannot please Krishna. It's not possible. Srila Prabhupada was disturbed, became disturbed. He enunciated his policy and asked his secretary to make it known Krishna consciousness means Vairagya Vidya. Renunciation and knowledge, he said, they are taking advantage of the temple facilities for their sense gratification. Do you understand? Prabhupada, keh rahe apne secretary ko. Prabhupada said that temple living bars for brahmacharis and sannyasis. If a Krishna was surrendering essential service, the temple could provide an apartment for him. But why salary? Asked Prabhupada. Where is the question of salary? Where is the vairagya? Where is the renunciation? Salary project should be stopped. If they want salary, they can work outside. In the name of Vaishnava, he is drawing salary, living comfortably, having sense enjoyment. So all you, my officers, should think it over and do the needful. Prabhupada told how Lord Chaitanya was living in the perfect situation in family life. Prabhupada has given the example of Lord Chaitanya, who is the Supreme Personality of God, with his wife and mother. Yet he left it all to practice Vairagya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas at the age of 24 to teach us, those who are attached to this miserable material world, which is full of miseries. And if we won't solve these miserable problems, miseries, now, then hell is waiting, you know, for us. And thus he was praised by Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. You are the Supreme Person appearing as Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and you are teaching renunciation and devotional service. Lord Chaitanya gave us this devotional service. So this kind of bhakti we need, only bhakti we can, you know, purify ourselves. And bhakti, unmotivated and uninterrupted. No motivation, no interruption. Cross over this ocean of worldly existence through the association of saintly person. This time, greatest saintly person sitting before you in a deity form. He's here. Don't think he is not here. Like Krishna is here, Gaurinitya is not here, Krishna Balaram, Lalita Vishakarada Shamsan, the Prabhupada is also in the deity form. He will help you. Both in the day and night, I remain sleepless, suffering the pains of the heat and cold, the wind and the rain, for a fraction of flickering happiness. I have uselessly served wicked and miserly men. What assurance of real happiness is there in all of one's wealth, youthfulness, sons and family members? What is the assurance that these things will make up a seed? This life is tottering like a drop of water on a lotus petal. Therefore, you should always serve and worship the divine feet of Lord Hari. Hari is Krishna, who takes away all miseries. Worship on Lord Hari. It is the desire and great longing of Govinda Das to engage himself in the nine processes of bhakti. Govinda Das Maharaj is saying what he wants, this nine process of bhakti. Namely, hearing the glories of the Lord and chanting those glories, constantly remembering him and offering prayers to him, serving the Lord's lotus feet, serving the Supreme Lord as a servant, serving him as a friend, and completely offering the Lord's one's very self. So Prabhupada's gift is a devotion, dear devotees, and devotion should be unmotivated and uninterrupted. And if we become devotee, then only it will be possible to remember Krishna at the time of departing from this material world. Otherwise, we won't be able to remember. Prabhupada gives the example of Maharaja Bharat. Maharaja Bharat was the king of the whole world, and he renounced the kingdom. Prabhupada mentioned young age, he renounced the kingdom, went to the forest. He went to that time the whole India was Bharatvarsh when Maharaja Bharat was ruling. Nepal was Bharat, you know, part of India. Even, you know, Saudi Arabia, you know this. Saudi Arabia, 8,000 years back, there was a temple there. They found the ruins in digging. Temple, big city was there. Temple worship was going on there. So, we have to take this devotion service very serious. These are the teaching of Lord Chaitanya, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And these are the teachings of his pure devotee, his pure representative, Srila Prabhupada. And these are the teachings of our all the acharyas. Shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, pada, sevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atam, Vedanam. Nine process of devotional service. So we should try seriously, help others. Lord Chaitanya, you know, wanted, he's saying, Amar Agya Guru Hoya Taro E Desh. And my all of you become Guru. One can say, how I can become Guru? I don't know anything. The Lord is saying, Jare Dekha Tare Koho Krishna Padesh. To whomever you meet, just repeat what Krishna said. What is Krishna Padesh? Krishna is saying, come to me, surrender unto me. We have to say, go and surrender to Krishna. Prabhupada used to say, don't give your Upadesh. Repeat Krishna, Krishna Upadesh. We give our Upadesh. I have four defects. What is this? What I can say, what I can... No. Krishna Upadesh is the real Upadesh. Krishna is saying, surrender. What Krishna is saying in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita? Sarva dharman paritajye mam ekam sharanam vraj. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo. Moksha Shami Mansas. Give up all branches of religion. You have created so many religions, this, that. Come to my shelter and I shall deliver you from the reaction of your sinful action. Do not worry. Do not fear. So this is Prabhupada's mission. Thank you very much for listening and all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Anybody has any question? What I said, if you don't follow, please raise your hand.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thanks for your wonderful explanation. Maharaj is saying that
there is a Sarvara Ahava. I mic dur rakho, awaaz saaf nahi aa rahi.
Aapne bhi kaha ki Bhagavan Krishna ko janne ke liye there is a Sarvara Ahava Vettam. वैदेश्य सर्व अहम भगवेदम भगवान को जानने के लिए बेहद जरूरी तो वही नो दिस ब्राह्मणों दे ऑलवेज रिसाइटिंग वैदेश दे चेंटिंग मंत्रों बट हाउ दे डिडन अंडरस्टैंड कृष्ण बलराम और अदर सेट लाइक वाइफ्स ऑफ ब्राह्मणों अल्दो दे नेवर रीड वैदेश दे नेवर रिसाइट दिस वैदिक मंत्रों आफ्टर हियरिंग कृष्ण बलराम नेम दे रन अवे टू made them. So how
we
can understand that?
You can only understand Krishna by devotion, pure devotion, bhakti. In the 18th chapter, Krishna said, I quoted that shloka, bhaktya mam abhi janati. I can be known as I am by devotion. What is the problem now? There is no devotion. People have no devotion. When there is no devotion, there is no emotion. Bhav. Bhav nahi hai. No emotion. When there is no emotion, then only commotion, problem, difficulties. Then there will be no promotion to the spiritual world. Then we have to go to the cycle of patni. Bhakti, bhakti, seva. Jo Brahman ki jo patniye thi, the wives of Brahmans, they were devotees. They could understand. They were not learned scholars. They could understand that Krishna Balaram, the Supreme Personality, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is that?
So I think the Brahmanas were thinking about Vishnu, Narayan, or whatever. But the cowherd wives, they heard the glories of Krishna Balaram, so they're already attracted.
Yes. Thank you. Any other? Yes. Awaaz saaf nahi aati. Hare Krishna.
Thank you for the uplifting class. So I have a question is that in the song also it is mentioned that sense gratification is very fickle. And Lord Chaitanya also says na dhanam na janam. We might practice that, but during the course of material activities or duties, we kind of come in bad association and then again the old habits, not the old addictions.
Reviving. Prabhupada used to say, you know, I have seen, I heard from Prabhupada's lotus mouth, you are reviving your old habits. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, so, but then we realize that, oh, I have degraded myself.
Eh?
Then we suddenly realize that we have degraded myself. So, how do we again reinstate?
Again, start devotion. Start bhakti, be serious. Follow four excellent principles, beg pardon from Prabhupada and Gaur Nitai. Lord Nityananda is very merciful. He delivered Jagai and Madai. They were very, very fallen persons, very fallen. It's mentioned, you know, our Krishnadas Kaviraj Maharaj, who wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita, he said, I am more fallen than a Jagai and Madai. He was such an elevated personality, humble Vaishnava. So, Lord Nityananda delivered Jagai and Madai. Pray to him, Nityananda. Please help me. I gave up devotion. Now I want to become serious again. Please help me. Pray to him again and again, again and again. And one thing Prabhupada personally told me, he said, pray to the predecessor acharyas. Our acharyas starting from first Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta, Gaurakshodas Babaji, Sachidananda Thakur Bhakti Vinod, Vaishnava Sarvam Jagannath Das Babaji, Shila Roop, Shila Sanatan, Shila Raghunath Bhad, Shila Raghunath Das, Shila Jeev, Gopal, but at least pray to them, help us. Prabhupada personally once mentioned to me, Navyavinder, praise to the predecessor acharya. So I'm sharing with you. Pray for them, their mercy, they will help.
Thank you.
Welcome, welcome. Any other question anybody has? No question, no answer. So please repeat after me. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Louder, louder.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna!
With raised hands.
Krishna, Krishna!
Krishna, Krishna!
Hare, Hare!
Hare, Hare!
Hare, Ram!
Hare, Ram!
Hare, Ram!
Hare, Ram!
Ram, Ram!
Hare, Hare!
Hare,
you know what Lord Chaitanya said? He said, Uthite, Vaisite, Khaite, Shuite, Yatha, Tatha, Namle, Deshkal, Niyam, Nahi, Sarv, Siddhi, Hoi. He's saying, sitting, standing, eating, sleeping, just chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. It's not that you can chant, no one, you cannot chant, chant Hare Krishna. And you will attain the perfection. What is the perfection? Perfection is, we will become devotee of Krishna. We will serve, we will surrender unto the lotus feet of Krishna. That is the perfection of life. So please repeat, Jai Shri Krishna!
Jai Shri Krishna!
Chaitanya!
Chaitanya!
Prabhu Nityananda!
Prabhu Nityananda!
Shri Advaita!
Shri Advaita!
Gadadhar!
Gadadhar!
Shri Vasadi!
Gaur Bhakt,
Brinda.
Brinda,
before this,
Nama Om.
Vishnupadaya,
Krishna
Prasthaya,
Bhutale,
Srimate,
Bhakti
Vedant,
Swami,
Itinamane,
Namaste,
Saraswati
Deve,
Gauravani,
Pracharane,
Nirvishesh,
Shunyavadi,
Paschatya
Desh.
It's mentioned originally Paschatya Desh, but I have changed this now. Samasta
Desh,
Tarane. Not Paschatya, the whole world is different. You know, Indians were falling down. And when Western came to India, Prabhupada brought them, then Indians also started becoming devotees. You know. Whole world Prabhupada is delivering. Thank you very much again, and all glories to Srila Prabhupada.